Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, the 28th of July, 2020. And the message for today is on compassion. Compassion is a genuine sympathy for hardship or suffering that other people are experiencing and a desire to ease that pain. Words similar in meaning to compassion are pity, sympathy, feeling, fellow feeling, empathy, understanding, care, etc. These are definitions from the dictionary. Compassion is to recognize the suffering of others and then take action to help. Compassion embodies a tangible expression of love for those who are suffering. In other words, compassion is the ability to feel for another living being. Empathy, on the other hand, is the ability to not only understand another's feelings, but also to become one with that person's distress, to put yourself in their shoes and imagine what they are going through in that situation. There are many different ways to show compassion for others. The important thing is that it comes from your heart. Ignore differences and find commonalities to help you relate to what someone else is going through. I was looking up the internet for meanings of compassion in various languages. In Tamil, it is Irakkam. It is Jali in Telugu. Sahanubhuti in Kannada and in Hindi. Also, Samvedana and Taras in Hindi. The list goes on. The best way to learn how to be compassionate towards others is to be compassionate with yourself. Here are some ways you can demonstrate your compassion. I've listed six of them. Start with yourself, one. Communicate verbally and non-verbally, two. Encourage others, three. Express yourself, four. Show kindness, five. Respect privacy. Six. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care about them. One. Start with yourself. Praise yourself when you have done something nice. Feel good about it. Two. Communicate verbally and non-verbally. Make eye contact and listen quietly to the other person. A gentle touch sometimes helps. It assists in balancing physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Three, when we praise and encourage others, we can sometimes kickstart a positive spiral of behavior in that person. Positive reinforcement is always helpful. Four, express yourself. A sincere smile often works wonders. It is also okay to show sadness by crying or to laugh without reservation. A good laugh can be incredibly healing. Five, show kindness. Give your kindness away without expecting anything back. Kindness is contagious. Six, respect privacy. Be attentive to someone's personal privacy. Protect their dignity. Be ready to listen when they want to talk. But also offer a different kind of interaction if they don't want to talk about the hard stuff. Cultivate compassion through volunteer service. Volunteering connects you to others. Spending time helping people is good for your body, mind, and soul. Think before you speak. At its heart, compassion is about paying attention to the present moment with a loving attitude. The simple act of showing compassion can make a world of difference in someone's day and in yours. You don't need to wait for a crisis to practice compassion either. You are compassionate when you feel deeply for another person as they experience the ups and downs associated with life. Can you be too compassionate? Sadly, the answer is yes. As professionals, nurses must strike a balance between work and home, to know when to say no, to live your own life. How do you show yourself compassion? Give yourself encouragement. Practice mindfulness. There are three kinds of empathy: cognitive, emotional, and compassionate. The love you give returns to you and fills your compassionate heart with joy. Compassion is a strength. It allows us to understand others and see that we are more alike than different. Children are born compassionate. Watch them, how they connect to little puppies, little kittens, and little mice, even when they are very small. They are curious at first, but interest soon turns to compassion for the little creatures. In conclusion, why are the six C's important? Care, compassion, competence, communication, courage, commitment. Let us dwell on them to make our lives better and more meaningful, for ultimately, love and compassion are two positive feelings that help to make the world a better place. Thank you.